11699?
Yes, the next case is 11699. Timothy R. Scott seeks a variance to reduce the front yard and side yard setbacks, section 115-42B and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northeast corner of Pintail Drive and Swan Drive. The 911 address is 36921 Pintail Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 1.01. Specifically, they're asking for a 4-foot variance from the side, a 10-foot variance from the front, and an 8.5-foot variance for the deck. Staff does note this is a corner lot. We received one letter in support, and it's from Ronald E. Gray, Annette Farrell, and Carolyn Smith, saying as property owners within 200 feet of the referenced case, we wish to say we have no opposition to granting the requested variances. We also have another letter. They're in both the, let me just read it. It's from Janice Cock. They say they have received Mr. Scott's request for variances to reduce the front and side yard setbacks on his property. I cannot attend the public hearing due to extenuating circumstances. And Mr. Scott's property is next to theirs. Their address is 36927 Pintail Drive. They assume that Mr. Scott wishes to have something built on the side of the property opposite to theirs. They don't believe there is room for him to add anything else onto their side. If this assumption is correct, then they have no objection to whatever it is Mr. Scott wishes to do. However, if it is something they wish to add to the property that abuts mine, they do have a strong objection. Staff does note that the proposed is the opposite side of the person's property, so in this case they would have no objection because it is on the other side from the adjacent property owner's house. So they have no objection, and we receive no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Timothy R. Scott, 36921 Pintail Drive, Selbyville, Delaware. 19975.
Okay. Your name, sir?
My name is John Slaughter with Wayne Development.
Sure.
3766 West Shady Drive, Selbyville, Delaware. 19975.
Oh, John. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Evening, everybody.
Good evening, sir.
My home is a Class C double wide. It's on foundation, and it's built in 1984 when the setbacks was 5 foot on each side and 10 foot from the road. And I purchased the property in 1993 when I believe the variances were still the same. And I assume we had, my house was built correctly, 5 foot on each side and 10 foot back from the road. Now I want to put an addition on the house, come out 15 foot, which in the pictures, the addition will be identical to the house, so you wouldn't be able to tell it was an addition to the house. It's going to be identical to the structure it's there now. And we'd like to state that the lot is a triangular-shaped lot, which makes it almost impossible to add on to the house in any other direction. Now, the lot next to me is a vacant lot. When I moved there, it was when I purchased the property, it was considered lot 55 in Swan Keys. My lot was 68. In Swan Keys. Now, when I came up for the permit, they stated that the lot is no longer 55, it is called Swan Drive, which means I have to stay 15 foot back from the Swan Drive in order to build, which would make it almost impossible for me to add on to my house with that 15 foot setback. I've rented that lot next to me for the last 23 years, and I've never had a problem with it, and I've maintained it. And now they told me it's considered Swan Drive, which is a road, and I had to stay 15 foot back. I'd like to request a 5-foot setback on just that one side in order that I can put my addition up. There'd be no change to the front yard setback or any other setbacks. The only setback I'd be interested in is the one that's on the side next to the vacant lot, or Swan Drive, to be exact. And we'd like to have a 5-foot setback from Swan Drive to my addition, which would require me to cut off my addition on an angle in order to facilitate the structure and be able to build it in that condition. I'd have to cut off a portion of the back side of my addition in order to stay 5 foot back from the property line. And let's see. That's, none of this was created by me. It was all done when house was built in 1984. No one has objected to me at making the addition on the house, and I don't think it would bother anybody, because the lot next to me that is considered Swan Drive is actually have water on both, on two sides, and has my lot on the other side, which makes it almost impossible to ever build a road there, because it ends right at my backyard. So it's a canal there, and it's actually a canal on the other side of it too. It's a canal two sides of this vacant lot, and I don't think it would change the neighborhood at all, because there's nobody in that vacant lot, and my house will be identical to the way it is now. I took pictures of it, and it shows the structure as it is now, and when the addition is completed, it'll be identical in size and color and everything to what it is now, so there'll be no change in the appearance of the property. You have anything to add?
Oh, it's pretty much everything.
Okay. And, none of the neighbors have objected to me construction and the property, and I don't see a problem. I wasn't aware until when I applied for the permit that was actually Swan Drive that I was renting and not a vacant lot. So it's really a shock to me. So, 15-foot would make it impossible for me to add on to my house with that 15-foot setback. Okay. Thank you.
We'll see if there's any questions for you. Okay. No, we'll start with you.
I have several. The first one is Ms. Cornwell. Do we have, I don't have a tax map. Do we have any information as to whether that is, in fact, a right-of-way or a road?
It is. My name is John Slaughter.
I'm asking Ms. Cornwell. Thank you.
It is shown as a right-of-way as per the tax map.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
If you want to pass that down.
And is that also showing anything with the utility easement there? Or no. The survey showing a permanent utility easement right into the Swan Drive.
Yes,
the tax map doesn't indicate that.
Does okay. not.
Right. Okay, Mr. Scott. Is there a reason that you can't build on the back of your house?
Yeah, it would be, the property line goes back on an angle, so I actually only have 20-foot width in the rear of the property, and the property line goes back within 5 foot of my house right now.
But it would appear that you could put that size addition on the back towards the north. Is there a reason? Do you have a septic, a well, something back there?
Just that the property line cuts back on an angle
I understand that, but I'm saying on the other end of the house.
On the other end, I'd be too close to the property line, 5 foot from the property line. I mean, impractical, okay. The way the house is laid out right now, it'd be hard to make use of an addition.
You know. Here's where you wish to put the addition.
Right.
Is there any reason you can't put it on this end of the house back here? Because it appears that it would fit and meet setback requirements.
Well, it'd be just impractical. It'd be used for, there's a bedroom in the back of the house, the bedroom and the sunroom.
Okay.
And then it'd be practical to put anything, and if you walk through the bedroom to get through the addition.
What is the addition for?
Just mainly for a closet area and office.
Okay.
Storage.
Okay. So your living area is on that end of the house, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And Ms. Cornwell, if that were not a road, what would the setback be? 10 feet?
The setback would be 10 feet.
10 feet. Okay. So you do understand that you're actually asking for 5 more feet than you, you're required a 10-foot setback even if that road wasn't there.
Right.
Okay. No other question?
Mr. Rutherford?
The rental property that you have been renting for so many years is considered Swan Drive. Is it paved?
No, it's a vacant lot, grass. I maintain the lot. It's a grass plot.
And there is there any traffic on it?
No.
Okay, thank you.
There's water. Two sides is water, and the other side is my lot. And it's just a vacant lot.
Okay. Mr. Ricker?
Quite a lot in there. Quite a shaped lot you had.
Yeah.
You said there's no objections to any of your neighbors on the left and the right? Or?
No, because the addition is on going towards the vacant lot.
Yeah.
And there's no, neighbors had no objection to me going that way. That way is a lot. And I have reduced the size of the addition to accommodate the 5 foot, because even without the 5 foot, it may make it very hard to build, because I've already cut back on the size of it. So I could accommodate it.
Back in 1984, it was 5 feet.
Yeah, it was 5 feet on each side and 10 foot in the front, 10 foot in the back.
And it was still 15 feet from your rental property.
Well, there was...
No, it was 5 feet. It was 5 feet.
5 feet was when the house was built, it was 5 foot. And when I bought it, it was 5 foot. From the property line. The house is still 5 foot from the property line on both sides.
Yeah, well, they changed it from Mobile Home Park where a 5 foot setbacks to a GR.
Right.
You would have to adhere to the 15 foot.
And that was a real shock when they told me it was Swan Drive, because I assumed it was Lot 55, because I was told it was part of Swan Keys and it was Lot 55, you know. Oh, and somebody changed it. So.
Okay. No other questions.
Yes. In regards to the standards for granting a variance, I think you've addressed the one as far as uniqueness and the character of the neighborhood, that it wouldn't alter the essential. But there are three other standards, if you could address those, as far as necessity, hardship, and the minimum.
Yeah, I've reduced it's in order to build an addition. I have already cut back on the size of the addition so to accommodate the variance, and it's the only direction I could go was towards the vacant lot, and I don't think I won't be disturbing any neighbors or anything since the county considers it a road.
Maybe leave some of his questions. Sorry to fight it. Sure. I'm John Sauter. I'm his contractor. The reason that we're trying to build on where we are is this is where his master bedroom is. He has physical difficulties. We're trying to make it so we can make the bedroom bigger, give him a closet right there in a work area to limit his space that he's got to travel to take and do these things. The bathroom's right there for him. The lot itself, where we're talking about Swan Drive, was never built because after it was developed in 1974, they realized they didn't own the property. They only had a right-of-way. Didn't go anywhere. They granted the access for the pumping station that's there now. That alleviated the road ever being built because of the pumping station that you see on the drawing. Okay. And that is what the problem there is.
Yeah, I don't see that on the drawing. But
so once you take into consideration the road was never going to be built, it's not there. Mm-hmm. We've talked several times with the Grays that own the property that he's rented since 1993 when he bought the property. Mm-hmm. Brought him over to the site, showed them what we want to do. They don't have a problem because they own the property. They're in the same boat. They can never do nothing with the property other than have it as an easement and maintain it. There's a bulkhead that now runs completely around the outside of it and a drainage ditch that had to be added for the refuge property. So right adjacent to that there is all wetlands. So nothing could ever be built out at that parcel anymore. Right. That's also why the Grays actually have no problem with this coming within 5 feet. The front of the property is still 15 feet off of the road. That's not changing.
Right.
So you really don't need a variance for the front. It's only the side property. If a variance would be 15 feet is what he's trying to take and tell you. That's why he was stating 5 feet. He misunderstood that we want it to be 5 feet, which mm-hmm. and so we need a 5 foot variance if it would be.
Let me ask you this, are you in the future at any time, Mr. Scott, handicap, or are you looking for a handicap ramp at any time that you want to?
Probably in the future, I plan right now, but probably I've thought about that as a way of getting in and out because I have a electric scooter.
Okay.
We run up in town, so I thought about possibly.
And you can access here the deck, since that's off your bedroom, is that correct?
Yeah.
Off your bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
He would have the option that since it's his parking pad that's there on the side, he okay. could come out of that bedroom with a ramp.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering where they were planning on.
You might want to check that because yeah. it can only encroach 5 feet, and you're already right. past that.
No, yeah. Okay. Through the ADA regulations, if it's the only accessible point for him to be able to get there,
he can
get right to the yeah. line.
There's only actually...
Like I said, you might want to check that before you do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, we're looking down the road quite a way.
But. Yeah, I've heard that done before.
Actually, there's only a quarter of the addition will be at the property line or at the setback.
Sure.
And the rest of the lot is clear. I'm like a good distance away on the rest of the lot, you know, so we, no problem. But it's just the corner of the addition.
Saying that late, at a later period, if you wanted to come out of,
yeah.
out of this area yeah. with a ramp, you could.
Right, no problem.
Into this lot.
Right.
But you want to make sure you get a permit. You want to make sure that you meet the setbacks because right. because any steps, ramps, whatever, can only encroach 5 feet. If this right. is built, you're well, you're way past the 5 feet.
Right now.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just advising that, you know, don't just assume.
That's the reason I asked you the question.
Right.
Don't do it.
Right.
Mr. Scott?
Yeah.
How wide is the rear of that property? It was really unclear on the survey. It looks really narrow.
Yeah, it's 90 foot. My lot is 90 foot in the, I mean 20 foot in the back.
So it goes from 97 feet wide in the front to 20 feet wide in the rear?
Right. That's what makes it so bad. Makes it so hard sure. to construct anything.
Is there? Do you have any issues with flooding in the rear yard?
No. With the hurricane a couple years ago, I had a little bit of water underneath the house, but that's the only time in 30 years, I guess, that it's come up to the house. You know, once in a while, you'll get it in a bad storm, get it in the... I'm about 3 foot in the back over the bulkhead, you know. But normally it's not any problem. But my lot is probably the highest lot in Swan Keys, I guess.
Okay.
Elevation-wise.
And I just want to make sure I'm clear. Your Mr. Slaughter's testimony was that the addition is in part to accommodate your disabilities, right, so you can more easily navigate around the house. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And this is, I believe you said, a Class C, so it's only a one-story dwelling, correct?
Right. It's on a cement foundation, and the addition will be also a cement block foundation.
And the parcel that you rent, that lot 55, is that a long-term lease? Is that a year-to-year lease?
It's year-to-year lease.
Okay. But you're the one who maintains that completely.
Right.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,699. The applicant has addressed the criteria for variances. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is apparent. That 97 feet in the front, and what is it, 20 in the back? You guess that, something like that?
Yeah.
And I imagine that's a triangle or trapezoid or something.
Yeah.
Cannot otherwise be developed. It can't be developed to accommodate your handicap the way it's situated now. The lot in itself. It's not created by the applicant. It's been there since 1984 when it was a mobile home park. And also the fact that we're not all the essential character of the neighborhood, that's for sure there because of the community in 1984. It was a residential community at that time anyway. And the variance is minimum variance that we're for relief.
Right.
You don't have a, excuse me, a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,699. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Callaway for the previous reason that had been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,699 is approved.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.